Hey everybody, it's Aaron Ramsey. Hope you're doing awesome. Well, I hope the spring has been good for everybody and the weather in your area is nice. I'm in Colorado Springs and certainly has been kind of an interesting year. Not a lot of snow, but it has been raining a little bit lately, which has been great for Colorado Springs and the dry climate that we have had. But I wanted to talk about a story. It's kind of an ancient story from long ago, and I'll set the scene and then I'll kind of go into the why behind the story. But, you know, there's a story that there's this person that is sitting on the side of a trail, call it like a hiking trail. And the person is not in very good shape. They're kind of sitting down. They can't walk. And so they're there, and they're when people walk by, they're actually asking for help, and they're begging for food or other things, and so they're seeking support from other people. And you know, people person after person would just walk by and not really pay attention to this individual. And the path that they were on is a path that's kind of a hard trail to hike. I'm in Colorado. We have, I don't know, 54, 58, 14,000 foot mountains. And so they're on this trail, and it's a little bit of a hard path to hike. And so people are just kind of on their way to where they're going, and they just weren't really paying attention to this individual. And so then one day this person walks by who is actually from a different country, a kind of a different background, maybe even a different race and ethnicity, and they stop and they help this individual out. They actually help and they carry this individual to a place where they can be taken care of, you know, physically, and then have a nice place to stay. And then the person also said, you know, told the person at this place, hey, you know, when I come back through, just tell me what I owe and I'll pay it on their behalf. So why do I tell you this story? You know, we all have things in our life and people in our life that need us. You know, we whether it's every day and just our normal life, or whether it's at work or whatever, but we have people that need us in this life. And sometimes, you know, we get so busy that we just go through life and we see the need that's out there, but you know, we've got to get to the next place really quick, or we've got to meet the demands of whatever we have going on, and so we just move quick, you know, and sometimes we need to slow down, and we need to actually realize that something we need to be inconvenienced maybe for a moment to help somebody that's in need. And this is really important at Envision, because what we do for so many patients, you know, we're going to scan 2.5 million, have about 2.5 million scans this year, which is a lot. And when you think about all of the people that come to Envision for a scan, and some of those people are from different backgrounds, different places, different languages, and different financial means, some on government programs, some on commercial programs, some without insurance at all. And they all come in for support from us. And so as we think about it from an Envision standpoint, when you see those individuals coming in every day, don't allow yourself to get numb to the things that we do all the time. You know, it's just another scan. Don't allow yourself to do that. But really see yourself in a way that looks at them as this is the first time that maybe this person is coming in for a scan in their entire life. Maybe it's the 20th person you saw that day, but for that person, it's the first time they've ever had a scan, and they need you. And so I bring that up just to encourage you to never get numb by the work that you do. What you do is a great, great thing. It's a great cause, no matter the role you're in at Envision. It's important and it matters. And there's a story that we had once in one of our Texas locations where a patient comes in on a government program. She's dropped off by a delivery service. She walks in and she doesn't have any shoes on. And somebody at our front desk noticed that. The front desk person took her shoes off, gave it to the patient, and then after the patient left, followed up and sent a care package. Now, I'm not suggesting that we do that every time. I'm not saying that at all. But I am saying that be aware of the need that's surrounding your life. And when you see that need and it's prompted on your heart, be inconvenienced and do what you can to support. Well, I hope this is an encouragement to you today. Live a life of love. Talk to you soon.